Okay, so hi everyone. It is great to be back with you today to talk about a couple of herbs in the alphabetics of herbs that start with the letter D. So you remember, we just completed the alphabetics of health, and now we're doing the alphabetics of herbs. So I will be covering dandelion and damiana. And thank you, those of you who sent in an email question, I will address those as we go further into the topics. For those of you out there listening for the first time, just know that you can email questions to dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com or joan@herbspecialist.com or sherryjake@dimensionsofhealth.net. And the recordings, after we've done the recordings, they can, within a few days, all of the sessions can be found on www.dimensionsofhealth.net in the herb section. So as I've mentioned before, Joan Kasich, Morgan Jenkins, Jerry Tribble, and I have over 60 years experience in the complementary health field, and we love educating you so you can help yourself and your family. Our caveat to the good information is this is integrative health and is not to take the place of general medicine. We are here to educate only, never to diagnose or prescribe. And before I start, I want to say that usually we take our information from Joan Vandegrift's the Treasure Chest, and I use Stephen Horn's Comprehensive Guide to Nature Sunshine Products. And this time I borrowed Joan's Vitamin Bible, too. So those are some of our resources, plus our experience. I'll start today with damiana, which is considered a hormone regulator for nervous and sexual balance. Now, the Vitamin Bible that I was referring to considers damiana a male aphrodisiac, but I've had wonderful responses from women as well. It's actually a central nervous system tonic that does have benefits for the reproductive organs. It may stimulate the production of the male hormone testosterone. However, women have used it for centuries for hormone balancing, hot flashes, infertility, and menopause. So don't let the testosterone word limit your thinking, ladies. It works for us too. Now, the Mayans of the Yucatan used it for dizziness, vertigo, and lung disorders that even included asthma. Damiana, this is a quote, is used for both frigidity in women and impotence in men. And I really dislike that word, frigidity. It has such judgment attached. As most of my clients are women, I have definitely seen increase in sexual interest in women with waning desire. Most of my clients who have taken it reported success, but not everyone. And as we speak each time, each one of you is an individual. So when we talk to you, there would be differing dosages and time recommendations. So for example, some of my women clients have had success taking 2 capsules twice a day, but some like to take 4 or 5 capsules with dinner if they want a good response in the next couple of hours. And I'll just let you think about that. And to answer the email question, the research, which includes 10 studies and one of them was a clinical study, damiana's folk reputation is reported by at least one animal study, which concluded that it was indeed an effective sexual stimulant. So like Uva Ursi, damiana contains arbutin, which is thought to be a urinary antiseptic. And this is going to go hand in hand in a moment when I talk about dandelion. It may stimulate fertility by increasing sperm count in men and strengthening the ovum in women. And we have talked with a client recently who was her doctor had reported that she had her ovum were not as young as they should be. And I spoke with her mother is a midwife, and so at 40, even though her eggs were older, she definitely did some good cleansing and she conceived, and she's due to have a baby in the next week or two. So I want you to understand that there's a good chance that it can help the ovum in when they've been considered less than young. Now, often damiana is used with equal amounts of saw palmetto. That can be more for men when we add the saw palmetto, although women, again, use saw palmetto as well. Damiana has been recommended where there is unbalanced nervous anxiety with depression, including unbalanced energy throughout the day. And Nature Sunshine also includes it in X-Action, both for men and women. So the next herb that we're going to talk about, dandelion, the common enemy of suburban lawns, is really an unusually nutritious food. Its leaves contain substantial levels of vitamins A, C, D, and B complex, as well as all these great minerals, iron, magnesium, zinc, potassium, manganese, copper, choline, calcium, boron, and silicon. Isn't that amazing what is in a weed? Worldwide, the root of the dandelion has been used for the treatment of a variety of liver and gallbladder problems. Other historical uses of the roots and leaves include the treatment of breast diseases, water retention, digestive problems, joint pain, fever, and skin disorders. And I know some of you listening have some of those. Dandelion root is a bitter laxative, and it's a tonic, and it does have a diuretic effect that's been used for liver and spleen ailments, as well as the joint pain and even eczema. It's a primary herb in all blood purifier, kidney, and pancreas formulas. The salts in the dandelion act to neutralize the acids in the body. In the folk medicine of many countries, dandelion root is regarded as a liver tonic, a substance believed to benefit the liver in an unspecified way. And this, because of this, it led to the use for many illnesses traditionally believed to be caused by what they called a sluggish or congested liver, including constipation, headaches, eye problems, gout, skin problems, and boils. It's helped serious liver conditions such as hepatitis, jaundice, and cirrhosis by stimulating the liver to produce more bile. And when it produces more bile, it cleans the blood better. Dandelion has also helped strengthen the kidneys and is used in combinations for high blood pressure and water retention. It is rich in organic sodium and potassium, both essential electrolyte minerals. It does not deplete the body of potassium like some chemical diuretics. So building on this traditional thinking, some modern naturopathic physicians believe that dandelion can help detoxify the liver and gallbladder, as I mentioned before. This concept has led to the suggestion that dandelion can reduce the side effects of medications that are processed by the liver, which of course includes all of them, as well as relieve symptoms of disease in which impaired liver function plays a role. Now, the research for this, which it is 86 studies that we know of, shows that the bitter principles were also shown to increase bile production. Those tender young leaves may be eaten raw, but be careful not to eat them from lawns that have been treated with herbicides or pesticides. So if you get dandelion in my yard, you're safe. And boy, are they bitter, but they're kind of good. It's almost too much to list, but just to give you an idea of how popular dandelion is, Nature Sunshine has included it in the formulae for the following combinations. And I want you to hear the word detox in a bunch of these. So BPX, that's a blood purifier. VSC, we use a lot for virals. All cell detox, Enviro detox, Ayurvedic skin detox. It's also in urinary maintenance, SF, which is skinny formula. We're always going to work on the liver. Pro pancreas and target P14. Natazymes, milk thistle combination, Live J, liver cleanse formula, master gland, kidney activator, and HYA. Wow, what a good little weed that is. So just before I do questions, I would like to let you know what's coming up next week. On Tuesday, August 3rd, we have Joan doing Eleuthero, which is the real name for Siberian ginseng, at 6:30 on Tuesday. At noon on Thursday, August 5th, Jerry Tribble will talk about Feverfew. Then again on Tuesday, August 10th at 6:30, Morgan will talk about Gotu Kola. And Thursday at noon, a month from today, August 12th, I will talk about hydrangea. And I will also say that sometimes one herb is not enough to take up our little 10 minutes, so we may add another herb like I did today. And we'll have more for you soon. So have a blessed day, and I am going to come back and turn off the mute. So are there any questions?
Hi, Sherry.
I have one, well, it's a multi-part question. If I heard correctly, Damiana is used as an aphrodisiac and helps with impotency for men. Is that correct?
Yes, and I've had more women use it, but I've had men who buy bottles from me who use it for themselves and then whatever girlfriend they have over.
Okay, that makes sense. Does that also play into like erectile dysfunction and that sort of thing? I mean, I'm assuming that's part of the same deal.
It's actually not, because this is working on a depressive area. Erectile dysfunction is far more aligned with circulatory problems.
That was the question.
Aphrodisiac actually is not, it works on the brain.
Okay. So okay. It's more of like a mood elevator then.
Exactly.
As opposed to an elevator.
Very good. Very good. And Joan, what was your question?
Well, this was more a comment on, you know, just listening to all the wonders of dandelion. I've had wonderful success with that single herb with people who get what's called where their tongue is sore, and they call it geographic tongue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And you put the people on the dandelion, and the soreness goes away because it helps indeed detox the liver and the kidneys, and it's wonderful for that problem if anybody has it.
I know there's somebody listening who does.
Ah.
They don't have to name themselves. I'm just saying thank you for adding that.
Oh, sure.
Any other questions?
Now, you mentioned that with dandelion, that was also used for blood pressure issues as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that's because it has a mild diuretic effect. That's one way of dealing with blood pressure.
What about like circulation issues when you have, you know, when your fingers and joints start to, I think you mentioned some of those things that it's included in, but.
Actually, it does, and I had not actually known that dandelion was used for joint pain, but. You know, that's the reason we do these calls. Not only, you know, we think we know a lot with all our years of experience, but every time we do these calls, we learn something. Huh, Joan?
Yes, we do. I was on mute because I was being noisy.
Oh.
So what if you have, like, you know, an occasional where your hands and things cramp up and, and, you know, I mean, it feels like where when I've heated them up, they felt better. But they definitely on occasion will cramp, and I think I'm too young for arthritis, so I'm assuming it might be circulatory.
You actually aren't too young for arthritis, but let me also say that anyone who has not worked on their liver could definitely work on their liver. So those of you who have kidney issues or joint pain, or as Joan said, the geographic tongue, all of us need to work on our liver. And I work on mine more than most because of my issues. But if you've never worked on your liver, then as old as you are, I know you're young, you really could work on your liver. So, you know, take a bottle of dandelion or two. And that just helps the body because we're exposed to so many toxins no matter where we live. We're exposed to toxins. So supporting the liver and using something to gently detoxify it is always beneficial. It cannot. I mean, if you were three, you wouldn't need it. But you know what I'm saying? By the time you're a teenager around this area, you're going to need to start working on your liver. Unless you eat perfectly. Sorry?
I've also heard of cases as young as 16 getting arthritis or being diagnosed with arthritis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So don't think you don't think you're too young.
Huh.
And
okay.
Sherry, this
yes?
is Joan. Another thing for that kind of feeling that he's talking about is a lot of people are mineral deficient, and when they just add potassium and you know, things like dandelion, things like magnesium, that feeling of stiffness and cramping will sometimes diminish almost immediately.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you heard how many vitamins are in it. And I know that we just had someone else join us, and you're welcome to listen. The talk, we've come to the end of the educational part, but you are able to get the information. But that is wonderful, Joan, too, the lack of minerals in the, you know. Alfalfa, you spoke about that, right? Did you speak about alfalfa?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And so alfalfa is the king of herbs. It has every vitamin in it, every vitamin that we take separately. But dandelion really has a lot to offer. And that organic sodium, of course, is fabulous for the digestive system. So anybody with digestive problems. And then I love the fact that it talked about gout, too, which is really a uric acid buildup. And that's more the kidney function, even though we know dandelion more frequently is good for the liver. But it's good for all these things.
There's a famous herbalist named Michael Tierra, and he said, when in doubt, take any herb.
Excellent.
Sherry, this is Deborah.
Yes.
You said alfalfa is the king of herbs, you said? So
uh-huh.
I missed the alfalfa one, if there was an alfalfa one.
Well, you can listen to that on our website, www.dimensionsofhealth.net, and you can listen to the 10 minutes. Joan talks about alfalfa and Adaptimax, right, Joan?
Mm-hmm.
And it's under the herbs section. You have to click on the herbs section.
All right, thank you. But just a little question. What's more powerful, alfalfa or dandelion for these things?
Well, for you personally, I would say dandelion is your baby.
Okay. Well, I do take it, but maybe I should up it.
Yeah, I would think you might.
Okay. Have to get more. Just finished my bottle today.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, I haven't taken dandelion by itself, but, you know, once we do the research on these things, I'm thinking, okay, I need to buy a bottle of dandelion.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments?
No,
okay, I'm going
to
turn the recording off.